There are all sorts of reasons why people are reluctant to share personal information online. But when it comes to your financial information on the World Wide Web, turns out the news isn't all bad. There are advantages to virtual banks. Those are online banks with no physical branches. I spoke earlier with Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary.
Over 40 million households are now virtually banking. And essentially, it's a bank that you contact. You do all your transactions over the internet. You set up a checking account or saving account. You send your money in, and it's a good way to do it if you don't want to worry about going into a bank branch.
We've all heard about frauds taking place online. How safe are these online bank accounts?
You know, they are as safe as your traditional brick and mortar banks. You do have to take a couple extra steps because there is a lot of fraud on the internet to make sure that the bank is FDIC insured, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And you can go to the FDIC's website and check to make sure that the bank is legitimate. Now, keep in mind that the bank branch on the internet may have a different corporate name, but it's easy to find.
Who are the players here in this online banking world?
Well, we're talking about internet-only banks. Those banks, they do not have branches. They don't have the traditional ATM networks that we're used to. You can't walk in and face-to-face see a teller. All your communication is via the internet. They are as safe as the banks that you deal with when you walk in. Now, here's the thing. Just like with brick-and-mortar banks, if you get an email from your bank, 99.9% of the time, actually, let me just rephrase that, 100% of the time, it's a fraud because your banks are not going to contact you unsolicited via email. They're more likely to give you a telephone call rather than send something. And even if you get a call on the phone, you still want to check it out. Don't call the number they give you. Hang up. Go get your paperwork. Call the customer 800 number that you have for that internet bank.
Michelle, what are some of the benefits to opening an online bank account?
I think the most attractive feature is the interest rate. Because there's no brick and mortar, they don't have a network of bank branches that they have to upkeep. They offer more attractive interest rates on savings and checking accounts. But the caveat is that a lot of traditional banks are now trying to compete with that.
So what are the cons of these accounts?
Well, the cons is that there's no brick and mortar. If you've got a real problem and you don't want to, you know, handle it over the telephone, there's not a bank branch you can go into. Because sometimes some things you want to see somebody face to face. And the other thing is they don't have as a larger ATM network. So oftentimes if you want to get money out of an ATM, you've got to pay a fee. Now, you know, you usually pay a fee for your bank and then you pay a fee for the bank that you use. Now, internet-only banks have tried to correct that by giving you a certain amount of ATM transactions you can do per month that they won't charge you for. And they are building up their ATM networks.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. She also writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. She also has a new NPR podcast that you can download for free. Just go to npr.org/colorofmoney. Color of Money is all one word.